This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
All right, so we're diving into something pretty interesting today, the Book of Titus.
Okay, yeah.
It's one of those books in the Bible, a letter, actually, mm-hmm. that's attributed to Paul, you know, the Apostle Paul. Mm-hmm. And it's addressed to this guy, Titus, who was given the big job of setting up the early church in Crete.
Right, right.
And as I was reading through it, a few things kind of jumped out at me.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, first off, there are some pretty strict gender roles outlined in there.
Interesting.
And then there's this statement about Cretans that feels a little, prejudiced, to be honest.
Mm, I see.
And the whole thing just seems to really emphasize faith over reason, which I thought was interesting. I don't know. What were your initial thoughts?
Well, one thing that strikes me about Titus, whether or not Paul actually wrote it, is that it gives us a glimpse into the culture and social norms of early Christianity.
Right.
And like you said, some of those norms definitely clash with modern ideas.
Oh, absolutely. Like right off the bat, you've got Titus 2.35, where it basically says women should be submissive to their husbands.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty hard to swallow in today's world, where we're all about equality.
Yeah, that passage is definitely one that gets people talking. It's important to remember the historical context here. Back then, women were often seen as, well, subordinate to men.
Right.
That was just the societal structure, and this passage unfortunately reflects that. Of course, looking back, it's problematic.
Totally. It makes you think about the power dynamics, even within the early church, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that crazy quote in Titus 1.12.13. It's from this guy, Epimenides. And he basically calls all Cretans liars, evil beasts, and lazy gluttons.
Wow, that's harsh.
Right. And the text actually goes on to say that this statement is true.
Whoa.
That really threw me for a loop.
Yeah, I can see why. That quote is a stark reminder of how these ancient texts can contain views that we now consider completely unacceptable. Can you imagine if a religious text today made sweeping generalizations like that about an entire ethnic group? It would be, well, it would cause a huge uproar.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a real challenge. It forces us to think about prejudice and how it's been present throughout history.
No doubt. It definitely makes you approach these texts with a more critical eye.
Absolutely.
And on that note, something else I found interesting was how much emphasis Titus puts on faith and accepting divine authority.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like it contradicts the whole scientific method,
right.
You know, where it's all about evidence and questioning things.
That's a great point. You've really hit on the core difference between faith-based systems and scientific inquiry.
Right.
Faith often involves intuition, personal revelation, that kind of thing, while science relies on empirical data, observation, and testing.
Exactly.
It's not that one is better than the other,
mm-hmm.
but they have very different ways of approaching knowledge and understanding the world.
It's like comparing apples and oranges. They're both fruit, but the way you experience them is totally different.
Right, exactly.
And speaking of experiencing the world, I thought it was interesting how Titus 1 talks about the qualifications for church leaders.
Oh, yeah.
It emphasizes self-control and being faithful to the word.
Mm-hmm.
While those are certainly good qualities, I wonder if that unwavering belief could also be limiting, especially in a world that's constantly changing and requires us to be adaptable.
That's such an interesting thought. You're right. Strong convictions can be grounding, but if you hold on to them too rigidly, it can stifle intellectual curiosity and make it harder to adjust to new information.
Yeah.
It's about finding that balance between holding on to your beliefs and being open to new ideas. It's a tough one for sure.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance. So after exploring the Book of Titus, what would you say are the key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that Titus offers a unique window into early Christian thought and the culture of that time.
Mm.
It's crucial to read it with that historical context in mind and realize that some of what it says might not align with our values today.
Definitely. And it really makes you think about how we reconcile these ancient texts with all their complexities and sometimes problematic elements with our own beliefs.
For sure. It's a question we all have to grapple with, and there's no easy answer.
Right. So how do you personally navigate that tension?
Well, for me, it's all about approaching these texts with an open mind and a critical lens, understanding the historical context, recognizing the nuances, and not shying away from the tough questions. I think that's how we can gain a deeper understanding, not just of the past, but of ourselves as well.
That's a great point. It's about the journey, the exploration, and being willing to engage with these texts in a meaningful way.
Exactly. That's where the real learning happens.
Well said.